Radio.org or ask your smart speaker to play Radio Catskill.
I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, I am really pleased to have a really talented singer-songwriter, and you know that's my specialty, live in the studio for today. We'll be listening to Owen Walsh. Okay, I'm really excited to have live music here on Radio Catskill. Owen, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, this is not the first time you've been here to Radio Catskill. I understand you did an interview earlier in the week.
Yeah, I did with good old Tim Bruno.
Yeah, well, Tim is so plugged into our community, and you're kind of plugged into our community here. Yeah. You're on a little mini tour.
I am. Yeah, it's kind of come to the end of it. I started at the beginning of the month. I lived down in Asheville, North Carolina, made my way up here to my hometown of Honesdale.
Woo-hoo!
And tried to make as many stops along the way as I could.
Well, I'm excited because you've released your first recording.
Yeah, that's right.
That is really a special moment. That's really big.
Yeah.
And that's not always an easy thing to do. But one of the things you told me is you perform as Owen Walsh, and yet you told me your full name is Owen Michael Walsh, and I'm going, well, I wonder why he told me that, and he said O-M-Y on my way. So I love the idea that your debut recording called On My Way also has your initials.
Yeah, well, the idea kind of came in a stupid way where when you're on, you know, the texting device, you want to shorthand tell someone you're on your way, you can just type OMW and it like auto fills to on my way.
So okay, that's one that I hadn't crossed my path yet.
So
I know there's so many of those, but OMW. Well, I want to hear a track from this. I want to hear a track from this CD.
That'd be great.
When did you release this?
So I released the... I had, you know, kind of the hometown release party was at the end of 2022, at the Cooperage in Honesdale. You know, it was, and I worked on it throughout that whole year. And then the kind of official radio release was later in 2023. So it's about a year old now.
It's an amazing how long this project can last from start to finish.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that in a minute. But, you know, the very first track on the recording is called Kings and Pharaohs.
That's right. Yeah.
And I love that title.
Thank you.
So it's the first track. You like it. I like it. Let's start with that.
Perfect.
This is Owen Walsh from On My Way, and the track is Kings and Pharaohs.
I've seen things like an old king dreams, clad of other raptors and swung from the beams, feeding with pharaohs, driven Camaros, been hauled away in a gold wheelbarrow. Tonight I've got them big bad blues. Could flood your whole joint through and through. Zapped by your drag's flame, reverse your own name. We gush into our drinks until they all taste the same. Cause tonight I'm sipping that evil old rye, and I ain't gonna stop till your well runs dry. I'll only strive for the heavenly power and get on my knees to pray for one last drop. Keep flowing. Give me one for the road, and then I've got to get going. I'm going out to find a little piece of my mind. Cause on this block years ago I left it behind. And follow me down where my feet dance and flutter. I'll show you my cozy warm bed in the gutter. Snip a ride and good night, old barfly. It's just talking now. It's just talking now. It's just talking now to see the stars in the sky.
Yeah, I love that song. I love the groove in that song. That has such a, it's like it's warm outside and you're kind of walking down the street. It's got a wonderful feel to it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love it. So, you know, everyone has their influences. And your songs, we were just chatting because honestly, I've known Owen for a while. I've seen him play, but we've never really sat down across from a table like this and had a conversation. I've seen you at open mics. So it's really nice to sit across from you.
Yeah,
and listen to your music and then immediately tell you what I think and ask for your feedback, what influences you.
Yeah.
And there's a twang there. There's a twang in the way you pronounce the words.
Right.
That I don't hear it when you're speaking to me. So it's kind of a musical style and it's very Americana to my ears. And you had mentioned who your influences were because you're a singer-songwriter and I love that genre, but it has so many different shades.
Exactly.
There's so many different shades. So tell me about who has inspired you to release your first album.
Yeah, I have to say John Prine is, and to other people who know songwriting, maybe not the vast general public, but anyone who's interested in that songwriter genre, John Prine is probably a lot of people's first pick of just.
I didn't learn about him until maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm serious. He, artistic success is no guarantee of commercial success and the other way around. But he's mind-blowing, and it's an everyday, what does your everyday life have to teach you? That's kind of what your songs are like. They don't, it's deeper than pop.
Right.
What was Kings and Pharaohs about? What an interesting title.
So, interestingly enough, it went back to, feels like a long time ago now. I went to Ithaca College and I was studying journalism and minoring in music. And I took this one poetry class. And we had to pick a piece of artwork to choose that, it didn't have to be artwork, just an image of some kind and bring it to class and then write a poem based on that piece of that image. And the thing that I chose, because there was a print of it hanging in my dining room, the wall of my dining room in the house I grew up in, there's a print of Nighthawks by Edward Hopper.
Painting. Yeah, the deli. It's a bar with and there's the window and it's dark outside and there's all these strangers drinking coffee.
Exactly, yeah, and it just has this, there's all these blues and greens throughout it and it's just very melancholy looking and feeling. And
I said deli, but I don't know why I said that. The windows, maybe. Looks like an aquarium almost, but it's a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that. Okay.
Yep. And
And you wrote this poem?
I wrote a poem that the opening lines of it are pretty much taken directly from that poem, and I put it into this song. And it wasn't until a lot of years later, I was living in New York City with my then girlfriend, now fiance. And
congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I realized if I just said then girlfriend, it sounds
you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Oh my God. Thank God you remembered. Yeah. Fiance, too. How magical. That's very exciting.
But
so you were saying.
Yeah, so I just kind of took those. I didn't remember the whole poem. I just remembered, you know, the first few lines that I wrote. The I've seen things like an old king dreams, climbed up on the rafters, swung from the beams. And I just kind of started putting that to a melody. And then the rest of the song just kind of followed. And it's a fortunate thing. It's not always the good songs, because sometimes a song comes out in 1 hour and you look back on it the next day and you think this thing stinks and you throw it out. But that one was a fortunate one where I just wrote it in one night.
Wow.
And when I came back to it, I still liked it. So I didn't throw it out.
Well, I love that little portrait of what it's like to write a song. You know, sometimes it takes more than a day. That's for me. It's just, Well, you know, you're actually sitting here with your guitar.
I am, yeah.
And I know that you've been performing quite a bit. And I'd love to hear you sing a live song.
Sure, yeah.
You are playing somewhere this evening. Why don't you tell us about that, and then we'll get to hear a little bit of your live singing.
Yeah, so I'm going to be at the Arts Nest in Lake Huntington, New York at 7 p.m. tonight. And that's the Arts Nest is part of the Delaware Valley Opera. And I'm going to be I'm going to do one set at 7 o'clock, just like what you're about to hear, just me and my guitar. And then there's going to be a second set where some of the musicians I actually made this album that we were just talking about are going to join me on stage, and we're going to play some tracks from the album.
Oh, that's going to be really good.
Yeah.
The thing I like, I'm involved with Arts Nest.
Yeah.
And I've been involved with the opera company. It has a very special vibe to it. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't call you local, you're from Asheville. A lot of touring musicians and local musicians end up playing in restaurants and bars as kind of a sideline.
Mm-hmm.
You're over in the corner and, you know, people are serving food and drinking and talking to their aunts and uncles and, you know, your dinner music. But there's something special about having more of a concert feel.
Yeah.
I usually think of it as a jazz club.
Mm-hmm.
Arts Nest is not really a jazz club, but it's a fun space for serious music is what they say.
Yeah.
But you'll find your audience be very attentive. People sit and they drink or not, and it'll be quiet, and everything you do will be appreciated by the audience.
Well, that's always a
it's an incredible experience.
Thing. Yeah.
I've seen some people pull out their best performances.
Yeah.
So I hope you kind of enjoy that. And right now, you've got my attention. And so this is Owen Walsh live in the studio.
And since we have the actual album we were talking about, I'll do something that's not on the album.
I like that.
This is something that has never been broadcast on the airwaves before.
This is an exclusive premiere here on Radio Catskill. Yes, thank you, Owen. That's
absolutely
lovely.
Yeah. So this is a little tune, so new I don't know the name of it quite yet. It's probably going to be called Palm of Your Hand, though.
The jester isn't dressed yet. The king has lost his crown. Davenport, they're one horse short of a little one-horse town. We got no wine or coffee, all our beer has turned to foam. The mapmaker has lost his chart and can't find his way home. Everybody's sleeping on the street beneath the stars. All the poets are locked up behind verses in bars. I try to water my garden, but my hose is full of mud. Try to be an angel, but my veins were full of blood. Everybody talks about with his world's coming to. I don't give a damn about it, I'm in love with you. If you wanna get away, we'll sail to another land. It doesn't matter where we go, I'll always be in the palm of your hand. Ladies in the junkyard play the tarantella well. The old men in the parlor each got their own tale to tell. Some may call it gossip, but they just call it news. I hope I don't make no headlines or I'll end up with the blues. And outside there's a forest that the critters call their home. Migratory birds all land for nevermore to roam. But oh, here comes a lumberjack, he's gonna chop it down. He'll rid the world of redwoods to build bigger, better towns. Well, everybody talks about what this world's coming to. I don't give a damn about it, I am in love with you. If you want to get away, we'll sail to another land. It doesn't matter where we go, I'll always be in the palm of your hand. Well, everybody talks about what this world's coming to. I don't give a damn about it, I'm in love with you. But if you want to get away, we'll sail to another land. It doesn't matter where we go, I'll always be in the palm. I'll always be in the palm. I'll always be in the palm of your hand.
Oh, yeah, yeah, woo! Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my God, it's a hit.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, it's your new album. You got to release a single. Yeah, get on it.
All right.
That's really great.
There we go.
Okay, what else would you call that song with the palm of your hand? That's the tag.
Yeah, I think that's got to be it.
It's got to be it.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Oh, I'm
some really fun, cool little metaphors. Blood, my water, blood in my veins. I can't be an angel in the mud and all the little internal. It's very catchy.
Oh, thank you.
That's really catchy.
I'm happy it went over well on this.
Oh, it really went over really well. Okay, yeah. The premiere here, exclusive. Yeah. Well, I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. And on today's program, I'm sitting here with Owen Walsh, and he's playing and singing his way. And I love the idea that this is your first CD. This is your first release,
mm-hmm.
And it's a full recording. I mean, how many tracks?
12 tracks.
12 tracks. This is a full album. This is not like a little demo. This is a fully blown project. It's an LP, and that process can take so long. I mean, mm-hmm. The idea that you could write one of these songs in a day, that's great. but tell me a little bit about putting your project together. Where did you record?
Yeah, so, as I'm independent an artist as there can be.
Aren't we all?
Not signed.
Everybody
to
is,
anybody,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, and, you got to be a major world star before they want to sign you.
Exactly, yeah.
You got 50,000 followers, yeah, we'll consider.
Right,
So you're an independent.
Yep, and had no real budget going in or anything, but I had a friend who had a studio, in his basement. His name's Ted Weckbacher. He's actually going to be at the Arts Nest with me tonight playing piano.
Excellent.
And if there's one piece of advice I could give to any songwriter out there, it's to make friends with someone who has recording equipment.
Wow.
Because,
but no, he's a musician too.
Yeah, he's a musician. We, played that together for years.
Makes a
years.
Big difference. You
and,
know what
yeah.
I mean? Yeah. So you'd already been playing together.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like a red carpet rolled out.
Yeah. And
you had songs and you had a space.
Yep. And he was eager to do, he wanted to work on a project,
Did he produce the album?
Yep. Yep. He mixed it, produced it. He.
Do you share production credits?
He gets like full production credit, it's
okay, all right, it's his studio and it's
it's excellent. All songs written by me, all songs produced by Ted,
and he's playing on it as well.
Yep, he's playing a keyboard, nice. Organ, piano on it. And he's,
oh my God, so I'm just curious, did you ever calculate how many hours it took you to record all 12 songs?
Well,
approximately.
I never went back to calculate that, but at the beginning, it was funny because, like I said, it was the beginning of 2022, like literally January, right. And we were talking about this, and we were texting about it, and I remember he texted me and said, "What's your timeline? When do you want to get this thing finished by?" And I jokingly said, "If we can get it done before 2023, I'll be happy." And I thought I was joking, and then you see,
it seems so simple. You just play and sing. It's just it can take months.
Yeah, we end up being in a December of 2022 doing our release show in like one of the last days of the year. So we got it in under that deadline. But yeah.
So it's different being in a studio versus playing live.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Yeah.
I find performing for an audience to be a lot easier.
I agree. I get tough. More nervous in a studio than I do in front of an audience.
It's really true. And it's hard to imagine that there's somebody with feeling listening to you because it's all wires and metal and everything. Mm-hmm. It's hard. But I like what I hear on your album. It doesn't sound like it's not you're like an amateur making a CD. It sounds very accomplished.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
And I love the variety of the different songs. Mm-hmm. There's one called Paris is Burning. There's a really interesting lineup on here, Black Horse Bridge.
Yeah.
I love these songs. I really like your songs.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. So we can talk some more. We could hear another song. I want to hear this Black Horse Bridge.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Let's play this. Where can people find this music online?
So the best place to go if they want to find the album, they can go to owenwalshmusic.com. Walsh with an A, not an E.
And, you can spell the whole thing out. You know, we're on the radio. Help people along.
Yes.
Here.
Well, it's owenwalsh music, music.
Just a little nervous.
.com.
.com.
And,
Excellent.
And then if people have streaming services, you know, Spotify, Apple Music, it's up on there too.
Gosh.
And I'll be happy to get the tenth of a penny per 100 listens.
No, it's actually much better if people buy your CD.
I appreciate it, and it's always a nice little surprise.
It makes such a difference. It's hard for people to understand that you just cannot make money streaming and from digital downloads. So whenever someone is playing live, if you really like them, buy their CD. It's huge. It makes such a difference. But anyway, we're gonna play another track from On My Way. Owen Walsh. This is his first release. And this song is the one that I'm picking. It's called Black Horse Bridge.
This morning and looked up high, saw a death letter written in the sky, saw my name underlined in red, and I knew right away that I was dead. To the river, it was boiling dry, a bad place to live, worst place to die. And I saw smoke where the water once ran, and I saw ghosts where I once saw man. Bridge.
Owen Walsh. That song is called Black Horse Bridge, and it's from the his debut CD called On My Way. And I've got Owen Walsh right here in the studio. It's really nice. It's really nice.
It's great to be here.
It's a great style. It's a great style.
It's just
it really is.
It's the one that comes out.
So you're wrapping up a little mini tour, and then you're going back home to Asheville.
Yep.
Since you released this, because you sang a song for us live here in the studio, you're going to do another one soon.
Yeah.
But I believe it's called In the Palm of Your Hand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we've agreed on the title. You agreed on the title. But since you released this this album, how many new songs have you written? Just approximately. His eyes roll back in his head. Okay, wait a minute.
It's tough to say because, you know, there's so many that are like works in progress. At least like a dozen, though. You know,
another album.
Another album. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm hearing another album.
Yeah.
So I'm curious when you know, a lot of people I know keep their little phone on hand.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I try to do. And I'm driving in the car and this little, you know, this little phrase comes into my mind. I record it
mm-hmm.
or I sing something or some people write things down.
Mm-hmm.
What's your method? How do you keep your ideas?
What So I have this.
He knows what I'm talking about. He goes,
Yeah, I think every songwriter or musician has some version of this, but I have this app on my phone. I don't know why I don't use just the, you know, standard voice memos app, but I have this thing called Spire, which is a little recording app. You can do like multiple tracks on it. I think that's why I prefer it. There's on it, you could scroll probably, you know, give it like five good thumb scrolls and there's, you're just filing through all of these like 30 to 50 second clips of little song ideas that I've had that I didn't want to forget. And, you know, I will just, wherever I am, if I'm in the car, you know, I'll pull over and just kind of sing it into it. Or if I'm at home, I strum my guitar and sing and, you know, just so I don't forget it. And then I usually will forget about the recording for a while. And then every now and then I kind of go back to the phone and just click on a random one and think, you know, here's an idea. Let's see if I can develop this into something.
So then you sit down.
Yeah.
And you'll have a fragment of a sentence or maybe a couple sentences,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll write the words later.
Right.
So you have the music idea and the words at the same time, a little clip.
Right. Yep.
Well, that's unusual.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
You know, sometimes
you're ahead of the game for that because a lot of people, I write down lyrics. I have no, you know, I get a little phrase that I want, or I get a musical idea, and then I have to kind of match make them.
Mm-hmm.
Doing it immediately. That's interesting.
Yeah, usually it is. They usually do, because that's probably the number one question a songwriter gets asked is, what do you do first, the lyrics or the melody?
Yeah, that's a good question.
For me,
I hate that question.
I do too, because for me, it's always kind of just simultaneous. It's hard to explain.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, are you going to play, you're going to play another song for us? Is this one that is on the CD or is this a new one?
I'll give you another new one.
You're going to give us another new one.
Yeah.
We're so lucky. Thank you.
So sometimes you, don't come up with a little phrase on your own. Sometimes you get help from, you know, other writers or
newspapers.
Exactly. Yeah.
Something. Nothing wrong with that.
So I was listening to this, audiobook. Of a novel called Cold Mountain, which was made into a movie a few years ago with like Nicole Kidman.
It's
Civil War era love story. It's kind of like modeled after The Odyssey. But there's a scene in it, and I think the fact that I was listening to it as an audiobook helped me kind of hear the music of this phrase. But there's two characters, and one of them is asking the other person to take them in because they need shelter. They need food to eat. They need some water to drink.
Help me.
And
yeah.
The other person is not feeling very charitable at this moment because they don't, they're not a big fan of the character who's asking. So they say in response to their pleas for help, the other character says, you know, why don't you eat roots, drink muddy water, and sleep on a hollow log? And just, I kind of like hit the back thing, because I thought that just has like a rhythm to it.
The vivid imagery there, very, very an image in my mind. The roots, the water, the mud. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yes.
And Muddy Water, please. Hello, Muddy Waters.
Yep. Yeah.
Roots. I mean, it's all in there.
It is. Yeah. So
wow. And that's from Cold Mountain.
Yep. From Cold Mountain. So thank you to Charles Frazier for this little inspiration.
Okay. This is Owen Walsh. He's live. He's tuning. He's tuning. Mm-hmm. He's live here on Radio Catskill. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I eat roots and drink old muddy water, sleep in a hollow log, pray to the Lord, find me pale wings, make an angel out of the stray dog. I was born among the evergreens at the bottom of Panther's den, fought out of it the hard way, and I'm never looking back again. Ain't no doubt about it, it's a long, hard road. Though my back is killing me, you ain't never gonna see it bold, because I eat roots and drink gold. Muddy water, sleep in a hollow log. Pray to the Lord, find me pale wings, make an angel out of this stray dog. I guess moving's my religion. I guess my church is the mountain top. I never learned to read or write, and I never did know my pop. Never learned to read. Oh no, I never did learn to write. Don't take too much schooling. Learn the difference between day and night. Because I eat roots and drink old muddy water, sleep in a hollow log. Pray to the Lord, find me pale wings, make an angel out of this stray dog. Never had a woman that I could call my own. Never had no real good buddies. I've been traveling through this world all alone. Well, if I ever met someone who really made my bells ring, I'd love them for the night and the first morning's light. I'd be gone before the robin sing. Because I eat roots and drink old muddy water, sleep in a hollow log. Pray to the Lord, find me fair wings, make an angel out of this stray, angel out of this stray, angel out of this stray dog.
And that's how it's done. Oh, yeah. I love the way you set that line. Oh, that is really good. All right. Owen Walsh. Okay, now, did you hear the twang, people? Did you hear that twang, log, and all that twang going on?
Yeah, that Pennsyltucky twang.
Pennsyltucky twang.
Yep.
Yeah, it really suits you, though. But I hear you coming and going out of it, some songs more, some songs less. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned John Prine.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Bob Dylan when we were talking. I mean, we don't even need to say Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
The minute you pick up a guitar and you write about something that's happened in the world and you're singing a song, you're like Bob Dylan. I mean, he's just such a monumental icon.
Yeah.
That, you
can't
know,
escape him.
You know, like a third of the music being written today is at his feet, mm-hmm. or inspired from him, you know. From my perspective,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's an outrageous claim. So, so who else?
So another one I mentioned was when we were off air was Townes Van Zandt.
Yeah, you mentioned him.
Another guy who's not really a household name, but yeah, if people check him out, I think he just exemplifies that. There's certain people who are there's such a fine line between country and folk,
uh-huh.
and yeah, I think yeah. it's better characterized just as Americana as an umbrella term because, you know, folk and folk and country are really trying to do the same thing.
Well,
they just come
you know,
at
I
it
hear
from...
I hear a real difference. You know, when I first heard you, I thought country when I was hearing the recordings, and then when I hear you in person, you're not really a country singer. You're more of a folk singer in my ears.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's how I think of myself.
And,
more,
and some of that has to do with content. You know, we were talking about that earlier. Country songs, there's these metaphors that need to appear. It's cold rain, you know,
right.
I'm on a train, and, you know, the different references.
Yeah, pickup trucks.
Yeah, you know, and
trains.
you don't follow all those country metaphors.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more of a folk tradition where, but you're well read.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
It sounds fairly like, you know, you have a lot of references and little references in internally in a song.
Yeah, one of my little things that I try to do, and I'm sure as soon as I say this, or, you know, an hour after this, I'm going to think of one of my songs that is counterintuitive to this idea, but I always try to think if there's like a common household phrase that I could say in a song, why not try to just modify that a little bit? Cause you know, why say something that everyone's heard before? So, you know, that's one of the things
it's really hard.
About songwriters
Original, yeah.
who can, you know, and John Prine is great at this. Bob Dylan is great at this, of just expressing a common idea just in new language, you know, like, you know, there's like a very popular song. I don't know who does it, but that the title of it is like Every Rose Has Its Thorn. And I just think like, you know, why write a song about Every Rose Has Its Thorn? Like we've, you know, such a common expression, you know, why not try to think of like something that no one's ever heard before in terms of language? So
a rose by any other name smelled just as sweet. You don't you write a lot about personal stuff. I don't hear you writing about, like, politics.
Not as much, no. There's one song on the On My
Way
album.
I feel like you could go that way.
Yeah.
I feel like you could go that way. More of a social commentary. It's very personal. But it is your first release, and I'm not surprised.
Mm-hmm.
You got to start there.
Yeah.
But it seems like you have the capacity to write about a bigger picture of the world. You know?
Yeah. There's... I've heard that before about, you know, songwriters start out singing about themselves, and then if they keep doing it long enough, they start singing about the world around them.
You've got a lot of texture and interesting layers going on writing about yourself. That's why I'm thinking you know, it's just a tiny little, you're just going to make this little transition.
Mm.
But you said there was one song on here that might be considered somewhat political.
Yeah, the song called A Hurricane.
Oh, I didn't get that one.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that one yet. Hurricane. Well, you know, Dylan has a hurricane song.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
in reference to a man, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one is, it's my, you know, reckoning with climate change and being a relatively young person in the face of not knowing what the future is going to be like. So that's, you know, I don't know if that's...
That can be personal and political at the same time.
Yeah, it kind of fits both of those bills, I think.
You know, maybe political is not the best word that I'm trying to use. Like Neil Young. I don't hear you so much of a Neil Young-inspired mm-hmm. singer. You're in that vein. But Neil Young or Tom Petty or some mm-hmm. of these iconoclastic, what I think of as singer-songwriters, they'll write third-person stories. Paul Simon writes mm-hmm. third-person stories.
Right.
Where Paul Simon has an album where he's, I got a job at the car wash and I'm done. And we know that's not him.
Mm-hmm.
And he writes third-person stories.
Yep.
You have a little bit of that in your song.
Yeah. Bruce Springsteen, too, I think, does a lot of
you
that.
You have a little bit of that in your songs.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. I do a lot of, like, songs that are in the first, well, like that last song I just did about, you know, I eat roots and drink muddy water,
I thought it was interesting because if that was your only couple of lines you took, the story that you wove around those couple lines.
Yeah, yeah, it kind of just gave me the idea of a, you know, mountain man, you know, from a different time, just out there on their own. But that's kind of a good example of, you know, I'm singing in the I, you know, phrasing it as I do all this, I've lived this life, and I, Owen Walsh, have never, you know, lived anything like that. So just because I'm saying I did it, you know, I might be lying.
So I would want to hear some more music. This is a music program after all.
Yeah.
So, Oh, I'm sorry I don't have Hurricane queued up and ready to go. But there's a couple of songs, too. I love The Paris is Burning. I think that was really interesting. Just the title, I wanted to hear it right away.
Yeah, yeah.
So we could play that, and then Time to Go or In My Bones. What do you think?
Sure. Yeah, Is Paris Burning would be a good one.
All right, we're going to play from Owen Walsh's debut CD called On My Way. This song is called Is Paris Burning?
Is Paris burning? Is London falling? Is New York City underneath the waves? Out in the country, there's no Superman, and I don't care about who he saves. Your mother's Sunday dress torn at the bottom, father's suitcase dusty and worn. You are so close to your passion and so far from where you were born. I'm calling out to you from the wilderness. Hope you can hear me over all the cars. Here alone with the stars. I've been thinking maybe I'll call you, maybe I'll surprise you at your door. But you hate surprises and lost your number. Guess I don't know what I'm thinking that for. Sometimes love is like sunrise, burning colorful and fast. Our love was more like the dusk before nightfall. Sometimes these things just can't last. Tonight as you go up along 6th Avenue, go on and lay in the bed that you made. You were always gonna do what you wanted to, but lately I've been dreaming that you stayed.
That's Owen Walsh, and that song is called Is Paris Burning? And so we've been having a very good conversation today. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then, and it's great to have live music here in the studio, and Owen Walsh has brought his guitar, very generous, and has actually been singing songs that no one has ever heard before, except for maybe his fiancée.
Yeah, Molly's heard them plenty of times.
All right, so, you know, we were just talking about the recording process, and you were so lucky to have a studio available to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really kind of had to smile, because when I asked you approximately how many hours did you think it take to record the album, your eyes just rolled back, and you really had just no clue how to even answer that question. Most places, they would tell you on the invoice exactly how many hours you had spent. So the luxury of being able to just record at your own pace, you know, finish a song in as much time as you felt like it would take.
Exactly, yeah.
And a lot of people have that available because recording has advanced quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing like a real professional studio.
Right.
So, now, excuse me, how long have you been living in Asheville?
It's been about a year and a half now.
So you're just kind of getting acquainted.
Yeah, getting my feet wet.
So you've got these new songs.
Mm-hmm.
I love your new songs.
Thank you.
And you've got a good band that you work with, and those guys are still living up here.
They're all northern.
See, when they have fun traveling down to Asheville to do a recording, have you had a chance to check out any of your local recording studios or anything like that?
A little bit, yeah. There's promise to these people that I'm not doing it out of, I am becoming their friends first and learning about their studio second. So
okay.
Me being opportunistic, but I have another, met a friend down there. He's a drummer and he has like a nice studio set up down there.
That's the best way. It's a really community thing.
Yeah. And Asheville has been very welcoming. You know, there's some music scenes you go to where people are kind of territorial about, these are my gigs, you know, don't infringe on them. And
true.
I went down to Asheville and first thing I did was go to a local open mic that I just, you know, found on the internet. And I sang a couple songs and the guy hosting it, was talking to me afterward and he said, yeah, hey, I like your songs. Why don't you come? I'm doing this gig with my brother tomorrow. Why don't you come sit in on a few gigs? And, you know, I thought, I've been here a
that's
day.
That's the life. That's already what it's like here in our community. I love our musical community.
Yeah, it's
you know,
very
that's
similar.
Really nice. Well, that's the way forward.
Yeah.
So I would love to hear you sing another song, Owen.
I'd be happy to do it.
What do you have in mind for us?
Let's see. I have two older sisters. The second oldest is named Maggie, and the oldest is named Annie. And they're both newly in the past couple of years have become mothers. So I think I've because of that, I don't.
You
have...
got a whole new name now. You're Uncle Owen.
Uncle O.
Oh yeah. My God. Oh.
But so I think maybe just because of that, my. A couple months ago, I was thinking about lullabies more than I usually would have been.
Oh,
so,
you're touching my heart.
So this is a little lullaby that first line is taken from maybe the most well-known lullaby, and then it gets original from there. So don't need any people calling in to make sure I know that the first part is plagiarized. That's a.
I don't think of it that way.
Inspiration. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no one would object.
And I'm sure it's in public domain by now anyway.
Hush, little baby, now don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, I guess Mama went and tried about everything. And through the window, a pale moonbeam comes dripping through as soft as cream. Like little white lies in silver spoons and piano keys that never play out of tune. And if you close your eyes, I'm gonna be with you still. No fear of being alone. So just hush. Drink to the girls out in Kansas City. Never looked your way, but boy, they sure look pretty. Drink to the women you never could keep. Give milk to the baby helpers, stay asleep. Thank you. hush, little baby, now don't you cry. You wake up in the morning, by and by, and one day you'll wake up so old, wishing that you still had someone make you do as you're told. And when you close your eyes, I'm gonna be with you still. No fear of being alone, you know that I never will leave you alone. So just hush.
Oh, that is lovely.
Thank you. I didn't put you to sleep, but
did you? And so your sisters have heard that song already.
They have, yeah.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
But it's not the Goo Goo Gaga baby song. You know, right. It's got some adult references in there. But you know, it had such a lullaby feel to it. Mm. That's just charming. I like the way you sang it.
Thank you.
Well, let's just remind our listeners one more time that you're wrapping up your mini tour here, and you come back here to your hometown area, and you're going to be playing. Tell us about your gig tonight.
Yeah, so I'm very happy to. It's going to be my first time at the Arts Nest in Lake Huntington, New York, at the Delaware Valley Opera Center. Or is it Center or Company?
Oh, it's the Delaware Valley Opera Center is the location. It's the Delaware Valley Opera is the company.
Okay.
And the Arts Nest is, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's this evening. It's going to be really fun to hear you do a lot of original songs right next to the ones you've already released. So it's all original. Are you doing any covers tonight at all?
So the second half, when I'm going to be with the musicians I made my album with, we're going to do one cover to close it out.
One cover to close. That's remarkable.
That is a lot of original music. Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm excited to get it out there.
Well, it's fun to hear you play as a solo musician too, because when I hear you with your band, you know, they really do flesh out and support the songs in a beautiful way. I love the way you've recorded it. But it also stands really well just as a solo.
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, good song structure, wonderful lyrics, and beautifully sung. So we're going to say bye-bye here, and there's actually a track on the new CD called Well, Well, Hey, Hey, Bye-Bye.
That's right.
So I thought that might be a good way to end our interview today. So let's listen to this one more track. This is from Owen Walsh. Well, well, hey, hey, bye bye.
Well, I'm going to the station, hop on a train, leave behind the place where my heart will remain. Well, well, hey, hey, bye-bye. Now I'm going to the ocean, taking a dive in, don't really care if I be surviving. Well, well, hey, hey, bye-bye. Well, I hole in the wall, I walk in, get my fill. Think of ways to tell myself I don't love you still. Well, well, hey, hey, bye-bye. Well, I do not need your reasons. They're always all the same. They sound like someone else's name. Oh, 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 well, I love you, baby. money don't lie the way that you spend it. Well, well. Hey, hey. Bye-bye. Yeah, you can give your girl all that you got to give. She still says something by the way that you live. Could have another man. Well, well. Hey, hey. Bye, 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 bye. Oh, yeah. All right.
What a fabulous atmosphere. Oh, my God. I'm out on the dance floor. Something made me think about some kind of a showboat. I'm on a riverboat dancing. Mm,
yeah.
Something that's just a wonderful, uplifting kind of a vibe there.
We talked about we should never ended up doing it, but we were saying when we were making that particular song that we should have some, like, you know, glasses clinking together and, like, you know, if we could have, like, gone to a noisy bar and had everyone start singing, well, well, hey, hey,
no,
bye,
there's
bye.
Something about what you're playing. I already am hearing that in the song. I'm hearing people in the background.
Yep.
Glasses clinking. It's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
That was really cool. So, Owen, you know, we haven't really sat and had this kind of conversation before, but it was really so good to get to know you better.
Oh, likewise.
And I am so looking forward to what you're doing as a singer-songwriter.
Thank you.
And, you know, I'm really pleased how wonderful you're, this is your debut recording. So well done. Well done.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
So here we are at the end of our program. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then, and I wanted to thank Owen Walsh again. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
It was great. All right. I hope you enjoyed the music on today's program. I hope you're well, and I hope you're safe. And once again, thank you so much for listening.
Support comes from Jeff Bank, Sullivan County's community bank, celebrating 110 years of service this year. Offering deposit and loan products for all your banking needs. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. National Mortgage Licensing System and Registry Identification Number 405318. Jeff Bank, still banking strong. And support comes from listeners like you who donate at wjffradio.org.
This is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR. Made possible by listeners like you who donate at wjffradio.org. Listen on air, live streaming at wjffradio.org, or ask your smart speaker to play Radio Catskill.